inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
It's the last edition of Garden Talk for this season, but Master Gardener Ed Byarski reminds us of work that we can do now that will help speed up and smooth things along next spring.
It's time to clean up our garden, huh?
At least cleaning up the garden, that's the parts of it that are dying back, removing the slug habitat, maybe rebuild your compost piles with some of this stuff. I mean, I don't throw in much of the cabbage family roots, because I don't want to move any of those potential root maggots in there, give them a nice place to stay for the winter. But the tops of all of that stuff can go in, get yourself some horse manure, get some seaweed, and compost that with your garden remains, I guess. Again, the cleanup is really important. And again, when you do your cleanup, you can even mix in some soil amendments, compost and other stuff, for next year before you cover over the ground with tarps or plastic, so that the rains, whenever they come, don't leach out the nutrients that are there that we've been building up.
And that way you don't have to do much in order to get things started next spring with adding more of that then, right?
Yes, and you're keeping the soil a little bit warmer, a little drier, means the soil microorganisms and worms are happier. And we can be in the ground 2 to 3 weeks earlier. After we get our beds covered with plastic or tarps, we'll have more soil microorganisms and worms still active till the things freeze. And they'll be warmer and drier, so that in the springtime, whenever the days start getting longer, we can start gardening a few weeks earlier. And with El Nino predicted, who knows, we might be gardening in January and February and March.
Okay, how about some of our other plants that have been out there? We should probably take care of them and bring them inside.
Well, lots of folks certainly I do, save my begonias from year to year. Those tubers get bigger and bigger, which give us more and more flowers, bigger lush plants. Dahlias are another one that are not difficult to save. And you can have lots more either to grow for yourself or to share. And fuchsias, a lot of them can be stored. There's at least one or two retailers in town who will store fuchsias for gardeners. But you can store your own, again, whether you have a root cellar or a cool spot in the corner of your garage. Fuchsias want to be cool above freezing. The begonia and dahlia tubers, which you can dig and clean off some of the soil, those can be put into just paper grocery sacks, or you can pack them in shredded paper. But they want to be a little warmer because they are semi-tropical plants, and 40s to low 50s for storage and dark.
And that will kind of go dormant for a while, at least until you pull them out into the sunlight and warmer weather.
Exactly. Right? And again, so if you've been keeping records on when you've gotten some of these bulbs and tubers started, something like begonias can be pulled out around the end of February, get them under lights with a little bit of moist soil, get them started in small pots, then move them up. Dahlias, too, maybe late March, get them into pots to get them started so that you can have earlier flowers. Where the first two, dahlias and begonias, you don't need to water them during the winter. Fuchsias need to be checked. And hopefully you will have cut off all of the foliage off them, removed the leaves so you don't have aphids overwintering on them. But they do need a little bit of water. They stay in their pots, and a couple of waterings during the winter so the roots don't completely die out is important.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'm dreaming of spring already. And, of course, there's catalogs and stuff. And, you know, looking over my records as far as what did well this year, what do I need more seeds of? I think one thing I'm going to really do is more pelleted carrot seeds and lettuce seeds, which means less thinning in the long term and just more efficient planting.
So kind of like pre-spaced stuff?
Exactly. And some folks buy or make their own seed tapes. for the same reason. You can do this on toilet paper or paper towels and have strips of that. You set out a drop of glue or flour water paste, and in the comfort of your own home at the kitchen table under the bright lights, you can make your own seed tapes for the springtime.
Okay. Well, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the tips this season. I guess we'll check back with you again, next spring?
Well, or late winter or something like that. And don't forget the Garlic Lovers Potluck. Come on down and talk about garlic and bring a garlic dish to share and a recipe and some socializing. October 21st at the Canvas, 4 till 7 o'clock for the Garlic Lovers Potluck.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome, Matt.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams.
Last edition of Garden Talk for this season.
Time is close at hand.